Bava Kamma, Perek Beis, Mishnah Gimel 2-3, and the Mishnah continues with this Perek's explanation of those five different ways in which living creatures could be a muad. So in Mishnah Aleph and Beis, we had Regel and Shei. Now we're going to differentiate between the two of those things. It says, Hakelev v'hagadi. If one had a dog or a goat, Shekavtsu marosh hagag, and he was keeping them on the roof of his house. Vishibro esakelim. They jumped off the roof, and they landed in someone else's backyard, and there they smashed, some utensils or other. So mishalem nezek shalem, the liability is for full damages nezek shalem bipnei shehen muadin, because goats and dogs are expected to jump around. That's their normal mode of behavior, and therefore that is a tolda of regel. It's a way in which these animals move around, do their thing, including jumping off of roofs. That's to be expected, and therefore, if it happens in the private property of the nizak, the damaged person, the mazik, the owner of the dog or goat, must pay full damages. Now, a new case here. Hakelev shenatal charara. If you have a charara is like a flatbread where you're basically putting the dough straight onto the coals of the campfire, and a dog comes and takes that flatbread. Well, attach the flatbread also is likely to be coals themselves, and if the coals are still, glowing red hot, so they're rather dangerous. V'halach legadish, and where does the dog take it? He goes to eat his little flatbread all alone on the haystack. Achal hacharara v'hidlik es legadish, and two things happen. First of all, the dog ate the flatbread, and that is good old-fashioned shame, because dogs eat that kind of thing. So if it happened in the private property of the nizak, so that's one thing. Second of all, v'hidlik es legadish, the dog, let's say he shook off the glowing embers that were attached to the flatbread, and now those embers go, land on the haystack, and the whole haystack burns down. So, says the Mishnah, al hacharara, as for the liability regarding the flatbread, mishalem nezek shalem, the owner of this dog must pay full damages, because that's good old-fashioned shein, because this is normal for dogs to eat. And as for the haystack that burned down, val hagadish, mishalem chatzi nezek, he pays half of the loss that was incurred by the nizak, by the owner of the haystack. Now, why only half? Not because this is keren. This isn't keren. This is an example of regel. But it's regel because for it to be keren, it would have to be something unusual that the animal is doing, to be sort of mischievous or malicious. That's not what's happening here at all. This is the dog going about its business, but causing damage, not with its own body directly, with the dog itself, but rather through kocho, through something which, he caused to happen, and by setting in motion, he did the impetus for it. And therefore, that is going to be in the category of something analogous to tsroros, to those, the halach l'moshem b'Sinai, the tradition we have, that if an animal causes damage by regel, by its normal course of activities, but it does so not with its own physical body, something attached to its body, but rather with something that is indirect that it causes through its own through its actions, like flinging up a stone, or in this case, flinging glowing red embers and causing a fire. So then that's called chatzi nezek, and therefore mishalem chatzi nezek, there'll be half damages to be paid, as if it's koach, it's like Tsroros in a subcategory of regel. Now, there actually is a different pshat in the Gemara which says that the dog didn't actually shake off the coals attached to the flatbread, rather just sort of put the flatbread down, and the coals caused the fire because they ended up directly on the haystack from where the dog put it down. If that be the case, so then where the dog ate it and was burned directly by the harara, the flatbread, as well with those hot coals, that would be nezek shalem, because that's part of how the dog does things. It's not indirect. But then the rest of the haystack, besides for the part directly beneath the coals, would be chatzi nezek. But the principle really kind of sticks out the same, which is it's chatzi nezek if the dog causes damage through impetus, but not direct physical contact with what it's doing.